to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
We're Messianic Jewish guys on Messianic Minutes. That means we're Jewish guys who love Jesus, the Jewish Messiah.
Two Jewish guys who love Jesus, the Jewish Messiah.
Hallelujah. And you know what, friends? We're not alone. We're not the only Jewish guys who love Jesus. There's lots of us around and a greater number every day.
And a couple women, too.
Well, yeah, are you kidding me? You know, Ted, as I travel around the country and go to churches all over this nation, I see more women than men in churches all over the place.
Well, that is true. And, you know, that's something we might want to address in a future show. In churches throughout the world, there are more women than men. But in synagogues throughout the world, there are more men than women. And the reason I believe that is because we have not preached the masculinity of Yeshua, of Jesus, our Messiah, that he is really a man's man, mm-hmm. a hero. He's actually the original superhero. And the more we let men see how strong and masculine it is to love Yeshua, to love Jesus, I think we'll see an equal ratio of men and women.
Hallelujah.
In churches.
That'd be great. And incidentally, one little bit of housekeeping. We have updated the way we put programs into our archives. We are doing our best to get every week's program onto our archive files the very next week. So, for example, if you heard Friday's program and you said, oh, I want to listen to that again, it should be up there today. The following Monday.
Oh, that's great.
Right. So that's we're working on trying to do that on a regular basis.
We have many people who listen to us or re-listen to us through the website.
Through our audio archives, which we encourage you then, if you want to listen to some back programs, you can go to messianicminutes.com and under audio archives, there they are, whole mess of programs.
That's great.
And in having said that, on Friday, we were talking about this wonderful relationship between the flow of water, the symbol of God, and the dove representing the Spirit of God, and the flood. It's a lot tougher to take the flood because it just, and the thought of everybody drowning like that does bother me, but that's what God did, and he used the flood, the waters, the flowing waters, to purify the earth from this rampant sin, and then brought the dove over to the ark to show Noah and those righteous who were on board, the few that were there, hey, my spirit has ended this process now, and now it's about to change. So we have the flood, the dove, and immersion. Yeshua's having the dove alight upon, the symbol of the Spirit in the form of a dove alight upon him after he was immersed in the flowing waters. That combination is all very powerful, but it all points to the same place, the Spirit of God and the cleansing nature of his Spirit.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking last week about the willingness of Yeshua to be baptized, to be immersed, and us too. We need to be willing to accept the work of the Spirit in our lives.
If you do it because you're supposed to, you got the wrong idea.
Well, you know, you mentioned the righteous that were saved on Noah's Ark. Well, maybe Noah was righteous he was righteous in his generation. Whether he was really righteous or just righteous comparatively, we don't know. Mm-hmm. But his kids, maybe less so.
Well, the word righteous not meaning, without sin. Not meaning that at all. God's determination.
Well, that's very helpful because we know all of us have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. But if we confess our sins, Yeshua is faithful and
Hallelujah.
Just to forgive us, wash away all our iniquities, and then by his Spirit, lead us in the walk of that newness of life.
Right, that step of faith to say, I want to prove my commitment to you, God, by being immersed. And incidentally, if you're immersed the way we believe you should be underwater, you can't breathe under there. You know, then when you come back up, you can breathe again as if it's new life, as if it's new life. And that's the idea. It's the symbolic proving I've made this commitment to new life. God gave it to me and I'm taking it. Hallelujah.
Bless God. We are Messianic Minutes. We've been around 20 years. We would love to hear from you. Get in touch with us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichinu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.